Okay, let's get down to business as we've had frivolous chit-chat. Okay, let us look at my favourite subject, the stock market. Again, another new high today, up 150 points.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
It's down 3 when I saw it.
Ah. Well, news from Greenspan contributed to the increase as well as the better-than-expected profits from various companies this quarter. What's happening is, much as I predicted, right?
Mm-hmm.
The very, very rapid growth rate. This has contributed to the better-than-expected earnings. Greenspan's report on the state of the economy, and he's saying that eventually the interest rate will have to go up. But at the moment, there is no inflation, which is a lie. There is inflation. It's only a little inflation. I see from this overconfidence. Where does the market go from where it is at the moment? There's only one place for it to go, which is exactly. There will be little downturns, which are basically profit taking. So if it loses 1.5% of its profit, that's nothing.
It's dropping 80 points.
80 points, 150. That's nothing. That's peanuts. So it's nothing much to watch out for at this time apart from the continuing increase in the price of shares, which in my opinion are very much overly priced. After all, from 1994 to today, it's gone from 3,000 to 8,000, which is a jump of 5,000 points. Very, very strange. Very strange. Shouldn't be doing that. And the fact that it took approximately 50 years to get to 3,000, and then a sudden increase as it has at present is quite concerning. And there are people out there that are expressing their concerns. But let us not dwell on the stock market, as that could take up too much time. Any questions?
With the, so far as they've been noticing, the strength of the dollar is growing.
It is.
Supposedly.
In comparison to what? The yen?
Well, as a comparison to what it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it's making our trade deficit wider.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you see that affecting basic economy at that point?
Well, it's going to be more relied on internal facts. The fact that the dollar can buy more now against most currencies means that importing American items, let us say to Germany, means that it becomes more expensive. Whereas if Germany is exporting to the United States, their products become cheaper. And so, therefore, it benefits the German economy. However, if you look externally at European markets, the question is, why have they become shaky currencies? But it's primarily to do, if you look at the euro, let me readdress this now a little. The euro is a new currency that will be coming into effect soon. The attitude of some governments is to let it decrease, or their currencies decrease in value, so that their populations are used to a different currency. When it comes, it's looked upon as a relief. Oh, a new currency. Now, the standards of living will kind of go up. The euro, having started off on bad legs, will become a shaky currency like the Mexican lira, or is it peso in Mexico?
Peso.
The Mexican peso, or the lira, that are dodgy currencies. Not very strong. And you can have a 1,000 pesos, which is worth how much for us?
1,000 pesos is approximately $150.
Exactly. Not very much at all. So that you have this shaky currency in an industrial area such as Europe. Now, what does that do?
It's going to destabilize the economies of those countries using it.
Correct.
Now, is the euro some kind of common market currency that they've been working on for years?
Correct.
So it's going to be valid in what countries?
It's going to be valid in Greece, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Spain, Sicily, Turkey,
Greece, Russia. Or are they going to hold with a ruble?
Russia is not part of the EEC. It's all EEC countries that will be having one currency.
So it's everything but Russia.
Now, Poland's not a member of the EEC. Not yet.
I thought they were looking for admission.
Yeah, they are. Not yet. They're pretty close to being approved. You see, what's happening is that by creating this one currency, you're destabilizing the economy.
Well, isn't this the sign of one of the signs of the apocalypse?
Could be. Not by my predictions,
though. From the Bible.
Not from my predictions. From the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Yours or mine?
Mm-hmm. Ours.
Oh, yours and maybe yours.
Yeah, it's apparently one of the signs.
Okay. My dissertation's over. Do you have any questions for me, young lady?
No, not right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, never mind. Greetings and felicitations and welcome. First of all, let me introduce myself. As you may already be aware, I am Imol. By my voice and having listened to the tape, you will recognize my mannerisms and speakings, hopefully. Greetings, Sam.
Hello.
Greetings, Russ. Okay. Let us get down and address Teal's comments on the current stock market. Again, with accuracy, that only Tia seems to be able to have persistently achieved. And she is quite correct. There is only one place for the Dow to go, and that is up. But it must be remembered that you have to look at other parts of the market, such as the NASDAQ index, the Russell 500, and the S&P index. All these things are indicators that need to be watched and looked at. The majority of them are climbing. But they are worth watching to see what they do, as one will have an effect on the other. For example, if one starts to drop rather dramatically, another one is more than likely to follow suit. Thank you. Now, on to my dissertation, dealing with the consciousness of the mind. My favorite topic as a manifestor is how to use and focus the mind. The mind is a wonderful tool. The development of the mind in a spiritual pathway is necessary, as I am fond of saying, for evolutionary advancement. But what of the mind? How does it develop? Why does it choose the paths that it is choosing? Well, it is necessary to learn certain lessons. Lessons that the individuals have decided will benefit them on their path through life. Lessons that they need for advancement. Certain environmental factors, for example, no communication with the external world. No stimuli for the mind, apart from maybe a few books and the environment, will create the necessary tools as building blocks for advancement. For example, if you have no communication devices or entertainment devices of an electronical nature, then what do for fun? You read, you have conversations, and you use the development of these abilities to become more eloquent and to sharpen the mind. Now, with that comes the higher functions of astral travel, manifestation, coercion, psychokinesis, and healing. All very necessary tools. Let us take manifestation. In an environment like that, why would you need manifestation? Well, manifestation, first of all, takes many forms. From being able to create something out of nothing by using the mind, to sitting down and creating something with your hands, such as clothing. That is manifestation. Poetry is manifestation. Writing letters is manifestation. It is taking your skill to create something out of very little. And with these learnings and pathways that individuals deem necessary for their advancement come a whole host of other possibilities. How do you use these gifts, these abilities? Well, it is recommended that they are used for a positive nature. But I must add that there is also the possibility of using them in a negative way. That is for the individual to choose which is necessary. Any questions?
Yeah. In the earlier days, back before television, radio, and all that, you'd have austere monks and hermits who would go off, you know, to the wild and sit by themselves. This would be an adequate environment, such as you're talking about?
In a way, yes. But it is more limiting. Having an austere environment certainly helps to focus the mind, but it does nothing for the well-being of the individual. After all, you need comfort to live happily. If you are not happy, then it is more difficult to advance. For example, if you take everything away except for four walls, a ceiling, and a bed, but no blankets, you are uncomfortable. You get used to your environment, but you will remember how things work. If you come from an environment where you start off life with limited properties, maybe a room, a bed, a blanket, and you advance through life having more properties, books, more blankets to keep you warmer, a bigger room, a nicer room, then you are progressing, you have a goal. But if you go in reverse, this in itself can become a problem, that you are deliberately starving yourself of the goals necessary to advance.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Okay. So, in basically, what we're talking about is an environment, let's say, that is specifically designed for that. For example, take the old monasteries where you would have your cell so far, but you're kept fed. What if it was a little more better surroundings where you are, you know, kept in better comfort, fed, but yet you still have that time to yourself each day?
That is what I am saying.
Okay.
That progressing is the key. If you are in an environment where you cannot progress. You are fed that you have no chance of advancement, then what happens to your drive to advance?
Mm-hmm.
And it applies to the abilities. If you do not have the stimuli to become better and be rewarded, then why try?
How do you address this on the base or even in sixth dimension?
There is always objectives in learning knowledge. Take, for example, a young lady that came from a, for want of a better word, a poor family. She was given the opportunity to be an oath keeper. She accepted it. She goes through hardships, but attains knowledge as she does so. She now has a place in life when she fulfills her oath keeping of being a revered individual. The fact that it may take up to 500 years for her to achieve that goal, to become a revered former oath keeper, is the objective that she has from a poor family to somebody that has a rank, a station in life, and then to progress onto somebody that is revered is her goals. And with that, goals come reward. For doing her duty as an oath keeper, she is given properties or objects as a gift of gratitude from people for fulfilling an oath that they could not keep. Or you take somebody that comes from a wealthy family and they are given the opportunities to go to a higher education. They participate in the oath keeping in a limited way. And in return, they are given an opportunity to be at a place where they will meet somebody of special significance to them. So you see, gifts and rewards are part of advancement.
Okay. At this time, I've addressed the questions that I was framing in my mind about what I was working with on the base yesterday. The mind is the internet,
mm-hmm.
or as an internet. And what I was working on was how, in working with your mind, you're working on a set of communications within the other people of your world, for example, those folks here on Earth, that we don't recognize the connections that we have with them and the communications that we do on a constant level with them. But yet, when we wish it, we can make that communication happen by merely focusing on that person.
Mm-hmm.
So, the internet is the allegory I use for
analogy,
thank you, for the thought that's put out, such as what we do when we click on something to find that particular person or item or knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel this would be, you know, something that you were pursuing as far as learning more about it and how to make it work in more of that specific focused thought?
It is something that you are already working on. The reason being that I say that is that you are looking into it. You are asking questions about it. A comparison to the internet and the mind is a good analogy. Your mind, if you look at it under a microscope, all the neurons and connections, is very similar to the motherboard of a computer with all its connections and chips and so on. It is similar in the connections as in the mind. So the comparison of the computer and the mind is a starting point. Add into this the computer modem. The modem makes it able to communicate with other computers. Your voice makes you able to communicate with other people. Your voice is your modem. But also, you have another modem within you where you can project thoughts. And with projecting thoughts, you can project it as a focused individual, as opposed to the normal mode of communication through vocalizing. Now, if I wish to talk to Anne privately, I would have to take her to a different room. But using the mind's capability to transmit and receive on the correct frequencies, I could talk privately. So the internet and your mind is almost the same entity, being that by thinking and sub-vocalizing, people will pick up on emotions. They pick up on feelings coming from other people. They call it vibes. And have you ever been in a room with someone where you know what they are thinking by the vibes that they're giving off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is one modem transmitting and being received by another modem, as opposed to the other modem that you have being the vocal communication. Now, using the computer, you can talk to a lot of people in the same way as you can talk to a room full of people, the same way that I am doing now, by using vocal communication. Now, if you wish to talk to somebody privately on the internet, you send them an email or take them to an area where nobody else can go except for you and that person, a private room in essence. You can do the same yourselves by using your mind. Simple words. Hello. How are you? I am fine. I'm doing well. I am good. It's easy to transmit. The more complicated messages come with practice and time, like typing at the keyboard. I know that some people present in the room use the advanced method of typing of two fingers. And some people use the expert method of communicating of all digits. So it is the same thing, that the mind works on several capabilities of communication, vocally and subvocally. Subvocally can be broken down into simple words typed with two fingers, more complicated words typed with four fingers, and more complicated sentences and communications using all the required digits. Any questions?
Yeah. Whereas some people have different kinds of computers, different speeds of modems, could we say then that people's abilities to pick up on other people's transmissions would be in a similar vein?
I think that would be self-evident. You have somebody that is intently intelligent. They think at a higher rate and a faster rate than somebody that is not so intelligent, or somebody that is younger. Children will think at a slower rate as they have to process each new experience. The older an individual gets, the more common the experience becomes. And they become subroutines, things that happen automatically. Whereas a new experience slows the mind down and you try to take everything in. It is like that with a computer, that when you give it something that it does repetitively, you make it as easy as possible for the computer to do that. But something new, a new program, the computer has to learn. And it is the same with the mind.
Okay.
I don't know if this goes along with this, but what about, did dreams have anything to do with, like, if a dream that you have and then it comes true? If it, like, I had a dream and it stuck in me and it's just, you know, it kept.
Precognition.
Yeah.
That is the mind processing possibilities and stringing them in a way that a situation is possible. The more that the mind processes it, and projects it into a dream, means that the chances of these events occurring in this particular way becomes more likely. For example, a dream of getting into a vehicle, driving along and getting a flat tire. It is a concern that your tires are not as strong as they should be. And it is processed and manifests itself in the dream as having a flat tire. When it happens a few days later, it's normally something that you have dreamt about that happens. One of those dreams of precognition. But why? Well, it is a concern of what will happen. You have noticed that your tires are in need of repair. You realize that there is a higher chance that they could have a flat tire. Now, normally, when these things are noticed is when it becomes, instead of a 1 in 100 or a 1 in 1,000 chance, it is more along the lines of 1 in 5, 1 in 3, or an even chance. Either it will or it won't happen. And dreams that come true are like that certain situations are going on in your life, which creates the possibility of these events occurring. Now, having a dream about somewhere that you have not been before, such as a habitation unit, a house, and you go there and you actually arrive and it is as you dreamt it, is truly precognition, something new. But it is also something old, something planned long ago within your subconscious in a period of waiting for rebirth, that an environment will be created with the aid of other people that will trigger precognition, a revelation, something that helps you to focus. Have I answered your question adequately, or would you wish a longer explanation?
Well, this dream was like, it was about, it was a dream that of a school bus, and then a month later, this school bus, what I saw in the dream when I looked down the hill after this bus went over my head, the accident that was there happened a month later was the front page of a newspaper. Exactly the same. Exactly what I saw in my dream. A month later, it happened with the school bus from Yuba City. You know, this is years ago, but
yeah.
But it bothered me a whole bunch after I had the dream. I had to keep telling everybody because it really, you know, bothered me, and then all of a sudden, there it was in the paper.
Well, the dream serves a function as a warning and as something to learn from. Now, by telling people about your dream, you may be serving the function of warning people and giving them the option of not being there. For example, let us say there was a little girl on that bus that was on that bus every day. And the day of the accident, her mother or her father kept her at home or took her to school by car. Now, the accident occurs and the damage, the main part of the damage, occurs on a seat that is normally has an occupant, but that day is empty. What have you done? You have saved an individual from great pain and suffering and even possibly death. But looking at it from the other side, you have also taken away an experience that that person might have found useful in the future. And they might later on put themselves in the same kind of environment where that happens, or the chances to learn from that experience happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Or by doing so and telling somebody of your dream and that person keeping their child away from the bus at that time, you have learned a lesson that by using your dream as a tool to warn, you have done good and saved, whichever way you have done good. You're welcome. My, we do have a lot of felines in here.
Which of the two?
That one up there is very loud. We did have one at the top of the stairs. Briefly.
Okay, I have one more question to go.
Okay.
All right. You mentioned that the mind and the internet are one and the same.
Yes, in essence.
In essence. Okay, using that analogy, I'd like to go ahead and pursue that just a little bit farther. In the example that, let's say, you know, I have my web page and nobody, and we get lots of people who are reading it, but there's a lot of people who don't read it, quite a majority of people who don't read it and don't even hear about it. How is that, even though I'm putting it out there with my mind, you know, and getting out there in reality and pursuing it, other people are reading it. Is this affecting those people who never read about it or never hear about it?
Indirectly, they are affected.
Okay.
By the people in the that read the Hades-based news will tell their friends about what they have learned. For example, the how to astral travel. That has been discussed. The how to shield has been discussed. And from that, people have discussed it, and they have learned, and they use it. And they tell their friends. Their friends may listen and think, it's a joke. Why do I need to do these things? And they may voice their opinions to other friends. And they may listen, and it is a slightly different take on what is said. And they learn something, and they may go, that is useful, or that is not useful. Or that is silly, but still they learn. And they may tell their friends, and so on. So the Hades-based news, even though it has only been read so far by close to 540 individuals in its latest update, it is being passed on to far more many people. Okay. Now, one thing. Tia has brought to my attention that it is now getting appropriate to do internet channelings again, as you have a room.
Okay.
And Monday night would be more suitable for us to be able to monitor. A time would be after 8. It is necessary to set this up at the appropriate time. Tia will keep you advised, and she will act as my relay.
Okay.
Preparations for the update for this page. The editorials, which I believe are being worked on by Mark, Tia, and Kiri, I would like to give them a topic.
Okay.
Which would be the development, how the past interacts with the future. So interaction of the past with the future should be the topic. I'm sure between the three of them, they can come up with something that would be both interesting and educational.
Okay.
Any more questions?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Live long and prosper, and I'll be back. And he will too.
Thank you.
Now, what do you want to feel like? Is that what you wanted?
Being scarfed on.
Oh, so you're the main course for tonight, huh?
Apparently so.
Did they bring Worcestershire sauce or meat tenderizer?
They're getting their steak sauce.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to my estimations, the tape should be about ready to turn over.
Pretty close here.
Mm-hmm. So we will have a brief moment, a brief interlude of chit-chat whilst it prepares itself to be flipped.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yeah, you working on the editorial, then, I take it?
I guess so. This is the first I've heard about.
Well, you better hurry it up here, girl. You got 8 days to work on it.
Oh, well. 8 days, huh?
Well, Karen, I could do it in 8 minutes if you had to. But
We could do it in that time between the three of us. It's just a matter of getting Mark to sit down and do it instead of doing 101 different things. That's what I wanted. As you can hear, his voice is sounding a little raw tonight. That's better. Or maybe not.
That should be a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of the things I'm wondering about is how the internet is going to be affecting the stock market. It had quite an effect on it compared to what it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Because communication is instantaneous. I can send, or you can send a message, as we discussed last week.
Uh-huh.
No, the week before. You could send a message to whoever you like in the world. You click on send, and how long does it take for them to get it? Mm-hmm. A few seconds, maybe a minute, depending on how fast the cycle on server time is. So by doing that, communication becomes instantaneous.
Well, communication has been kind of a keyword for this whole last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know what they do without email. Much, it's replaced the telephone in many ways, or at least the post office.
Some people, not most.
Okay.
Okay, and the tape should be about ready to...
Nope. It's some time to go.
It's going slow, is that... Is it?
It's a basic tape.
That's very strange. Okay. Catch you guys in a while.
Bye to you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Greetings.
God, is Anne. Anne, that's my love of my life.
Greetings. I know it does look strange, referring to the host body. Okay. First of all, let me answer questions. Do you have any questions?
Not right now.
Okay.
Working on the computer last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange setup. I had to work a while to get used to it.
I kept wanting
to type my answers and questions in.
You don't need to do that.
I know. That's what's strange about it.
Of course, you don't have voice recognition on your computer.
No. So I'm trying to type stuff in. I'm going, well, I can't type stuff in, so that won't work.
That's also the Syrian keyboard.
Yeah, I know.
Have an English keyboard as... I barely read it.
So, and then the computer is interactive.
Yes.
So it's working with me on the answers. And it's like, it's trying to determine, what point I'm asking the question from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, formulate the question in a way that it will understand.
It's quite simple.
Well, it didn't like the data I gave it. It told me to reformat my question and ask it again.
You have to be precise and accurate. If you give it too many variables, for example...
I didn't give it enough variables, was the problem.
Well, that's also a problem. If you sit there and say, computer, I want information on Digitalis. It will give you all the information that you ever wanted to know, some that you didn't want to know, on Digitalis. It would give you its common name, its Latin name,